tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. First of all, I want to say, everyone, good day today. I hope wherever you are in this world, you're having a wonderful and a wonderful day. Okay, so today, right, I decided just to do some random topics that I actually came up with, okay? The random stuff that, in a full hour show, they might not match together. So that's what I decided to do today. All right, but before I get started, right, I'm really still hopping on this Carmelo Anthony case, though. I'm really still hopping on it, though, right? Because, I like to read the comments online or listen to what other people say, you know what I mean? But before I get to that, right, I got to say this, though. After the case is over, I don't know if it was AI, right, generated to try to make the man look bad, or if it was him actually saying those words, right? Well, and I'm talking about Austin Metcalf's father. Okay. Because no matter what, I feel bad for him because this man lost a son. No matter how you slice it and how you dice it, this man still lost a son, right? But at the same time, though, right, he came on his live or his platform and starts doing some racist stuff. You know what I mean? I can't walk with that, man. I can't walk with him for that. This part of how he feels, right? He doesn't have to be spewing those type. I don't give a damn if he was trying to make some kind of point. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I don't believe he should be saying those type of things. Because it's making it hard for people like me, right? Black people, to really feel bad for him. You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know what I mean? This that young man, 17 years old, lost his life, right? Now, when they were talking about after the verdict and everything, and they were talking about he had an all-white juror, right? An all-white juror. So, I got this question, though. Would it really have to really matter if he had at least two black people on the jury? Let's really think about it. Because how many people that got off, right? That had black people on the jurors. On the jurors. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Would it really have matter? Did his lawyer did a good job? Did his lawyer did a good job? Right? Those are the type of things, right? Did he put on a proper defense? Did his lawyer care? Because this was a black kid, you know what I'm saying, going into the system. Right? These lawyers just took those people money and put on a half-assed defense. That's the type of questions that we need to really ask. You know what I mean? I'm telling you this, right? After the verdict, and I saw this young man, Carmelo Anthony, the face, he look. Before the verdict, let's say the day before the verdict, he looked like just a little kid, a little young teenager, right? Still a teenager still, but looked like a young child, still a young child, right? But after that verdict, when I looked at this young man's face, he went overnight from a boy to a man. The look on his face like, man, my life is gone. 35 years in prison that they gave me. 35 years. Eligible for parole in 17 and a half years. You know what I Now, if you're lucky enough, I know they're going to appeal and everything, but let's say, God forbid, whatever happened, and he ever got served at least 17 years, right? He'd still be young enough to start his life, 36, 37 years old, out of jail. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think about certain things too, right? Sometimes the Lord sometimes sacrificed other people so other people could learn from what happened. Because what if Carmelo Anthony never brought the knife to school or the track meet or had the knife in his book bag, whatever he had? What if that never happened? Because I look at him and me. When I was his age, I could have been the Carmelo Anthony. I could have been. I remember when I was in high school. Yeah, because sometimes kids could be cruel, right? You know what I mean? Back in my day, kids used to want to jump you all the damn time. And I didn't want nobody to jump me. So, I mean, one time, I did it for one day, though. One time, I bought a switchblade knife to school. Somebody gave me a switchblade, right? Big, thick knife. And I brought the damn knife to school. But once I got to school and I got to my lockers, I ain't lying to you, I got scared. I have this knife in my book bag. So guess what I did? I put the knife in my locker, just in case. You know what I mean? And sometimes too, right? They used to search random lockers, man, to see who have guns in their locker. Because he's been going to school too, back in my old school, right? And I got scared that they're going to find something right in my locker. So I remember when school was over, I went to my locker and I took the knife out of my locker and I brought it home. Because I did not want to get no damn trouble, man. Right? And imagine if a child called, I know how I was at 17 and how my temper was at the age of 17, right? I know how things were for me back then. Because at 17, your brain isn't fully developed, right? I did not know about conflict resolution back then. No, I think none of us did. Even to this day, a lot of people don't know about conflict resolution, right? Only thing you know is if somebody talk trash to you, you go on and knuckle up and fight, right? And somebody get up in your face. You see what I'm saying? And you know, as the story goes with Carmelo Anthony and Austin Metcalf, he felt threatened, right? He felt threatened that these people were going to jump him. But also, does that give him the right to take another human being's life? I know he didn't mean to, because from what the whole story goes, that after he stabbed him, he dropped the knife and he ran to a coach, right? He started crying. So I know that, you know what I'm saying, deep down inside of me, I believe that he did not mean to kill the man, the young man. He just probably panicked. That's what I think. He panicked and he just and stabbed him in the wrong spot. You see what I'm saying? I know he didn't mean to kill a kid, man. And what really bothered me, man, when I see that online, these racist white people, man, some of them painting this young man as an animal, as a thug, a guy that had never gotten in trouble with the law in his life before. Earn a 3.7 GPA average. You know what I mean? He wanted to go to college and do something with his life. And all that stuff, right? And then I see people online, when people don't even know the whole facts, right? That's what really bothered me too. When the parents raised all the money and they had to move, this time they bought a big house with that money, all the stupid shit, right? We don't know the whole damn facts. They just listen to narrative that they see online. You understand me? I'm not going to follow these narratives while these people say online, because they're ignorant to me, right? These people online, they are, some of them, man, paying this man, this young man, as something that he's not. You know what I mean? Whenever it comes to black people in America, people from the other race, always want, without knowing the whole facts, always want to paint a black person something that they are not. You know that? That's wrong, man. Cause we don't do that to white people. Black people don't do that. How they do that to us? Not even knowing how we were raised, how we grew up, not even knowing the whole facts. But yet, they want to paint us as animals. When a lot of times, we are not the damn aggressor. Right? Because what if Austin Metcalf would have just left the boy alone? He was a student. What gave him the authority to tell this kid to get away from my tent? What gave him the authority to do that shit? You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry that he lost his life. But you have to look at it on both perspectives, right? I'm a black kid. This white boy is telling me to leave his tent. And even if it was another black kid, right? I'm a man at the end of the day. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You don't own this tent. I ain't leaving. Most men would do that. Most young men would do that. Trust me. Shit, hey, I remember when I was in junior high school. This kid, this Spanish kid, man. I don't know what he had against me. I never did this kid nothing. And it was an MC beside him. And this boy did not want me to sit on next to him on the seat. So we got in a fight because of that crap. I was in seventh grade. Never forget. Man, boy got in a fight because the boy didn't, right? He act like he owned the bus. I told him I was 13 years old, thinking like this shit, man. You don't own this damn bus. I sit wherever the hell I want to sit. We actually got in a fight. And even after the bus drop us off, we're fighting. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the men in us, right? That's what we do, right? We're not going to let another man tell us what to do if you don't own this, if you don't own nothing. Right? All this thing you got to think about. Because I guarantee you right now, all those people that's online, that's talking that mess, that's talking the trash, if they was in the same situation, right, maybe they probably wouldn't have a knife, but I guarantee you they're gonna defend themselves somehow, right? They're gonna defend their honor. Unless they're pushover, unless they're soft, right? If the person don't own that stuff, and somebody tells you to move and they don't own it, you're not gonna move yourself. You get ready to fight these people. You know what I mean? The only thing I wish Anthony would have done, even if he got his ass whooped, would have knuckled up, man. I know he was smaller than those guys. You know what I'm saying? I got to punch one of them and run. Because he was a track, I think he was a track star, so he probably pretty fast. The other guys were probably football players, right? So I guarantee they wasn't as fast as him. You could have just punch one of them in the face, right? And just run. That's all I would have done. Right, I want to give a two-piece, bam, bam, a two-piece. And then I'll run because I know I'm going to get my ass whooped by these two big guys, right? You know what I'm saying? I wish he would have done that, man. For real. Instead of put on his damn knife. I wish he would never have had that damn knife. Cause I even, like I said, I can say he's still in me, right? I never thought about, oh, I'm going to cut somebody. Whatever, and I fought when I was younger in my teenage years. I fought guys bigger than me, twice my size. You know what I'm saying? And most of those big guys like that, they can't fight anyway. A lot of them like to wrestle you because of their size. They like to wrestle you to the ground, and that's how they wear you out. But if you can get away from them grabbing you, You could beat the, I don't care how smart you are, you could beat the butt. Because I know Anthony, it was in great shape. He probably could have last, stamina-wise, longer than them. I guarantee. You know, but we will never know. You know what I mean? One young man lost his life, and the other lost his life as well. Listen, Jim. You know what I mean? His life is over. Even right now, they go through the appeal process and they overturn his conviction, right? And a black man in America, and it's national news, it'd be hard for him to really be successful. He could still be successful if he started his own stuff, but as far as getting like a, having like a good job, that corporate job one day, it'd be hard for him. It's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? But I know he's a young, small guy when he gets out of jail. Hopefully, right, he uses time and starts thinking, I'm starting to reflect, right, of what happened. Hopefully he's reflecting of what happened. What if I never had a knife? Because I just break my heart, man. Right, I don't know if these white boys were racist white guys. I don't know them. I can't say that shit. Despite of what they say in the media, I can't say that. I don't know these guys. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they wanted to get rid of him from the tent because he was from a rival school. Different school. Because I remember my two schools, right? Well, school I went to High Point High School and Northwestern High School. When back in my day, I don't know how they are today, but back in my day, those schools hated each other for some reason. I don't know why though. Right? Just rival. And every time they did a game, a football game, always some kind of fight breaks out. Always a fight breaking out. For real. So we don't know. You know what I mean? All that we got to be looking at though, man. We don't really know what really went down. What how we feel, right? And we can't say this is a race. It's a race thing because he white the black. No, I ain't buying that shit. You know what I mean? I'd rather look at it as two bigger guys bullying a smaller guy. Versus a white guy bullying a black guy. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe that. Because I guarantee if he really went to the same school as Austin Metcalf and he went underneath the tent, they probably never seen him because they know each other, right? But at that time, they don't know each other, right? And now, both of their names, Carmelo Anthony and Austin Metcalf, names will always be synonymous with each other. Always, for life, forever and ever. You know what I mean? So parents, I got to tell you this, though. Talk to your children about conflict resolution. Talk to your children about how to try to solve conflict. I know sometimes hard because sometimes you have the one kid that will always be nagging, always on your ass. Right? They want to beat his ass. Trust me, I've been there. But in today's time, man, even if the child walk away, they might call you a pussy. They might call you out of your name. But guess what, though? So what? You can always live to fight another day. So what if they call you out your name? Let them call you out your name. For real, though. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, man, it's really hard. It's hard though, man, especially as young black children in America, right? It's really hard for them. Because right now, it seems like Carmelo Anthony got more time, right? I know I saw images of people like George Zimmerman, Kyle Rittenhouse, and Ricky Chow. All three of them got off of murder. While the black man went to jail for murder. I'm just saying, right? Sometimes I fear. That's why you got to, especially if you're black, you got to teach your kids, man. Because one thing in the damn system, right? You can't, right? And the damn jury said, guilty. You can't be like, this white man got less time for the same crime. You can't say that shit. They don't give a damn, right? Look in the 80s, how when it comes to cocaine and crack, how black people got more time for the same ounce of crack cocaine, same weight as crack for crack cocaine, than the white counterparts with white powdered cocaine, right? You see what I'm saying? As a black person in America, I'm telling you right now, America is going to use your sons, not the daughters, your sons as slaves in the prison system if you don't change it. This right now, this case should be a lesson learned. Right now, you should be talking to your damn kids right now. Right? If you're paying attention to this damn case, and you got young kids, teenage kids, boys especially, the girls too, but especially boys, right? Talk to them, man. You see what I'm saying? Have a conversation with your young children. Right? Sometimes some of your kids might have to put them in therapy. Because I got my son 10 years old. I think he got a little anger issues. From 15 to 8, I got a young man in therapy. You see what I'm saying? Because I want to make sure when he gets older, man, he'll be able to control his emotions. Because that's the thing, is controlling your emotions. Because I know when I was his age, it was hard for me to control my emotions. When I got mad, teardrop used to run down my eye, run down my face. Teardrop, right? I saw blood. I really did. I'm ready to really hurt somebody, right? Once that those tears start coming down my face, that's how mad I used to get. Thank the Lord, I learned how to control it, my temper. I learned how to control it because when I used to get mad, nobody's safe, right? And I say my son. So no, I got the young man in therapy right now. I'm praying to God it works as you get older, because times are different. Back then, we used to fight with our fists. Now today, people bring guns and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? I don't want, right, nobody to hurt him. I don't want him to hurt nobody. You see what I'm saying? All the good stuff, right? So if you got to put your child in therapy, man, that's what you need to do. Put your child in therapy. It doesn't matter, man. Sometimes you can catch it before it's too late. For real. You can catch it before it's too late sometimes, right? You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids need some kind of coping mechanism, right? They got so many coping skills out there that they could use. You see what I'm saying? That they can use to better. And I hate when people said, oh, therapy don't work for me. The reason why therapy probably don't work for you, because you don't allow it to work for you. Right? That's a lame excuse to me. Because I guarantee you, a lot of times these therapists tell these people, right, hey, this is your homework. This is what you need to do. 9 times out of 10, they don't do it. But yet they're going to complain it doesn't work. So I'm saying? That's bullcrap to me. All right? Now, on to another topic. UFC crap. That dude. Josh Holtick or whatever his damn name is, man. Where he's called, man, I'm so freaking mad. Michelle Obama. The opposite sex, this misogynistic, racist man. You know what I'm saying? Saying some crap like that. See, I got the issue, right? What? No, it's been 10 years. The Obama's been out of office for 10 years. 10 years they've been out of office. Why are people so obsessed with these people? They mind their business. They ain't bothering nobody. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I just hate it so much that a black person would be president of the United States. I'm telling you right now, y'all can try to kill as much people of color as you want. Barack Obama won't be the last black president, I'm telling you right now. In about 20 years, this country is going to be darker. Y'all can't stand that shit. You see what I'm saying? And when you think about the thing of America and the history of this country, right? This country has always been dark. Y'all just captured this country and stole it away from the people. So of course, eventually, it's going to go back to the darkness, right? To the dark color. Right? You see what I'm saying? The Indians, the Hispanics, right? If all y'all are so much believe in God and believe in Christ, and you know that God does not like ugly, right? Yeah, y'all know God does not like ugly anyway. And a lot of these lands all across the world, a lot of y'all stole a lot of these lands, right? You don't think God is watching all of that stuff anyway? And you don't think eventually God is going to make it right? Think about it. If you love God so much, you don't think God is going to make it right? You get rid of all the Hispanic people in America as much as you can, right? Spanish people is going to take over this damn country. And y'all can't stand that shit. You see what I'm saying? They will. Get about 20 more years. Because right now, it is 19% Hispanic in America right now. 20 years ago, it was not this much. So in some years, Spanish people will be the majority in this country. Right? It's not going to be black people, because black people, all they do is kill each other in their way. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Black people have been stuck at 12% for the past 50 years. Right? So it won't be black people, because all they do is just killing each other. For real. See what I'm saying? That's all they're doing in the goddamn way. Right? Because I wonder why black people have just been stuck at 12%. For the past maybe what, 40 years, 30, 45, 40 years. And one time, Spanish people was the lesser minority. No, we as black people, we are the lesser minority in this country, right? Hispanic is actually the minority in this country. We're not the minority anymore. We are the lesser minority. When you think about it, because we do not outnumber Hispanics in America. I mean, but back to my topic, right? Y'all disrespect this black woman, this highly educated black woman, who none of y'all out there who talking trash about her could never hold a candle to. None. None of y'all. You know what I'm saying? An accomplished lawyer. You know what I mean? When I looked it up, only maybe like three, maybe a few first ladies that had really had just as much accomplishment as Michelle Obama. Of course, Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, Jill Biden, and I think was those four I looked at, right? Who was accomplished just like Michelle Obama. Yeah, I hate it. Because right now, I guarantee right now, if y'all out there talking trash about her, and you put her on the stage against any one of y'all on a debate, she'll make y'all look stupid. Yeah, I hate that. That dude, you know what I'm saying, he got all bronze, but no brain. Without that UFC stuff, right? What would he be doing with his life? Nothing, because he looked like a bum to me. Right? He only did that crap, right, because he wanted to make a name for himself, because I've never heard of him before. I mean, he must be sorry. And the person that he fought, that he beat, probably sorry anyway, probably suck anyway in the damn ring. See what I'm saying? Without this big-headed fool talking trash about the bombers who they're not bothering nobody. Leave the Obamas alone. You know what I mean? Because they're not the one that's oppressing you right now. Some of y'all out there clapping, but it's y'all the same one that's struggling trying to pay for groceries right now. Right? Struggling for trying to pay for groceries. Your damn gas prices are high. See what I'm saying? Some of y'all out there that live in the damn trailer park could barely pay for daycare. Some of y'all white people, white women out there have 5, 6 damn freaking kids, right? How many different baby daddies y'all have? Y'all want to put it on black people, right? With different baby daddies. How many different baby daddies some of y'all in the trailer park have? You see what I'm saying? People like Michelle Obama, right? She should be the one a lot of y'all should be looking up to right now. See what I'm saying? Have a man that had never cheated on her, at least as far as we know. 8 years in the White House, no damn scandal. Then every president, a lot, since at least Nixon, maybe since JFK, had some kind of scandal. JFK, Richard Nixon, I believe Ronald Reagan, both Bushes, Bill Clinton, right? Donald Trump, all those damn presidents, but not one scandal. I'm talking about when it comes to your personal life, right? Not one scandal, right? You've seen, you know what I'm saying? Barack Obama has been with the same woman for, oh, what, damn near 30 years. How many times Ronald Reagan been married? You know what I'm saying? If you believe in the Bible, right? Some of y'all are so-called conservative. If you believe in the Bible, right? You're supposed to be married one time, right? One time. How many times Donald Trump been married? How many baby mama he got? But y'all want to judge these beautiful black people. Right? You know what I'm saying? Then Bill Clinton got his damn his knob slob done in the White House. You see what I'm saying? His damn knob slob done in the damn White House. And after all that said and done, y'all still love Bill Clinton. You know what I mean? Obama, his presidency may not have been perfect. You see what I'm saying? And I don't believe it was perfect. There's a lot of things he probably could have done differently. There's a lot of things that he could have done differently. You know what I mean? But when he was trying to do something and when the Republicans were trying to block him, especially that crooked-faced Mitch McConnell, right? And Mitch McConnell had the nerve to brag about this shit, right? Mitch McConnell had the nerve to brag about the things that he blocked when Obama was trying to accomplish certain things, right? But yet, when Donald Trump made racist stuff about his wife, quietness, soft-ass dude, weak. You see what I'm saying? But y'all have the nerve to really talk trash about this first lady, right? And now, let me tell you something about work. I work the other day, we're talking about it, right? And you know when Michelle Obama was first lady, right? And then one of the dudes, because at the time when she was the first lady, the guy was in high school, still young. And he said Michelle Obama messed up the school lunches. Talk trash, right? But guess what? Melania Trump is doing the same thing. I don't hear people talking trash about it. You know what I mean? And what really bothered me, right? Let me tell you something. I've been seeing a clip. What Malcolm X said back in the 60s, that black women are the most disrespected people on this planet. Black women. Right? It's so damn true. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to disrespect Serena Williams? Big time. Called all kind of crap. Right? So many black women. And I don't see the black people, famous people, rappers, the athletes, right? Coming out to the black woman defense. You see what I'm saying? They get mad when Serena Williams, right, is married to a white man, right? But at least that white man defended her honor. How many of you black people would say that shit? If y'all was married to Serena Williams or publicly, would y'all go defend her honor? Probably not. Because some of y'all are weak. Some of y'all act like y'all tough and big and bad. But a lot of y'all are weak to me. Black, some of y'all black men out there who got money and have fame. Weak as fuck to me. Right? Stephen A. Smith, right? I love the guy. Right? I don't agree with him all the damn time. Right? But I like Stephen A. Smith, though. I really do. Right? Sometimes he don't piss me off. Right? You can still like somebody and they can still piss you off, right? By the thing that they say. And I would say he disrespect after when she performed at the Super Bowl with Kendrick Lamar a couple years ago. And Stephen A. Smith on the show was going off talking trash, but I don't think he wasn't disrespecting Serena Williams, man. He wasn't, because he's not the type of man to me to disrespect women, black, especially black women. He's gonna talk trash, but I thought disrespecting her like that, no, but he talked a little trash, right? About Serena. And within a week or two, her husband decided to come on his show, on Stephen A. Smith's show. Of course, he come on the show to promote something, but at the same time, he's going to confront Stephen A. Smith about his wife. And that's a particular day when this man decided to come on Stephen A. Smith's show. All of a sudden, he had something to do. He wasn't there, right? So he did his show by Zoom. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that man probably would have whooped his ass. Stephen A. Smith is one of those persons, right? You talk a lot of trash, but I don't think he can fight. Well, he's good, though. He got good mouthpiece on him. But anyway, right? That's a different topic, though. But I'm just saying, though, that a lot of you black rappers out there, y'all act like y'all hard by the music that y'all sing, that y'all rap about, that don't benefit black people, right? Only thing you're doing is the destruction of black people by the music that you sing. Don't get me wrong. I love hip hop. I'm a hip hop guy here and here. And I did. I listened to the gangster shit too when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Even today, I listen to some of my old school hip hop gangster music like Scarface and NWA, right? And Ghetto Boys, right? I still listen to those guys till this day. You know what I'm saying? But I listen to them on occasion, right? Now, I'm saying that, right? That y'all rap, y'all come on, y'all hard, y'all this. Y'all come on, y'all live. Y'all brag about the money. Y'all be showing off money, right? When black people, they're struggling like motherfucker. But y'all showing off y'all damn money on the internet. You understand me? Showing off your damn money, right? Bragging how tough you are. I'll beat the next man's butt. But yet, when the white man talk trash about the black woman, y'all stay quiet. You know what I mean? Some of you athletes too, black athletes that black people support you all. Y'all stay quiet. You know? The only people I see coming out talking mess is people, probably black people that's in the news, mainly black women is coming out, right? Some of y'all on the internet, right? Black people I'm talking about. When y'all think that Klay Thompson was cheating on Megan Thee Stallion, and I was scrolling through the internet, right? A lot of y'all black women out there, you're just going at Klay Thompson's head. Just going at the man's head without even knowing the facts. Just defending Megan Thee Stallion. But yet, the white man talk trash about Michelle Obama, and y'all stay quiet. Excuse me, it's not about the damn politics, right? It's not about the politics. It's about, you know what I'm saying, the other race. Because if you do that, you talk trash about the LGBTQ community. You talk trash about the LGBTQ community. And see if they won't go at your head. You talk trash about Jewish people. And see that they won't go at your head, right? Look at Kanye West right now. He's going through when it comes to certain countries. He can't perform because he made some anti-Semite freaking crap, right? And this man can't even perform in some countries, right? But yet, the same man, people, these folks that talk trash about black women. And I don't hear y'all come to these black people, these black women defense. know what I mean? Somebody else act like, oh, y'all live in your own little bubble. Man, y'all better start paying damn attention. I don't give a damn. Better start paying damn attention. But y'all don't care because y'all rich, right? Y'all living in a damn white neighborhood anyway with among the same elite, white elites, right? While the same people that made you rich, you never defend. You feel what I'm saying? The same people that made you rich, when push comes to shove, you will never defend. Because right now, I guarantee right now, God forbid, black folks, all you rich black people out there, if America said, I'm going to put all black people back into slavery, the rich and the poor, of course, they can't do that because we're smarter today. We can read. We know how to use guns, right? A lot of people, there will be a lot of bloodshed, right? What will you do, rich rappers? Will you leave the country because you can? Or would you stay and fight? Because a lot of poor people, they can't afford to leave to go to another country. You see what I'm saying? They can't afford to do that. Will you use the resources to build underground stuff? Like Harriet Tubman, right? Some kind of underground thing to let those people, as much people as they can, get away? Right? Right, y'all might think this is a joke now, but I'm being serious for real. Those type of things I've been thinking about, man. These rich black people that we make rich by buying their albums, by going to the movie shows, by supporting their damn game, all this stuff, right? By buying the merchandises. If push comes to shove today, will they have our backs, poor people backs, that make them poor black people backs? I don't believe that shit. Because if that's the case, right, and Dr. Umar, I don't agree with Dr. Umar a lot about a lot of things, because you know what I'm saying? We find love somewhere, right? Whatever. But he said, hip-hop has been a global thing since the 90s, right? What has rappers have done for black people as a whole? I ain't talking about do for just a few black people, but as a whole, right? We're all the program that, you know what I'm saying? That could benefit black people across America. We are the franchises that, you know what I mean? The ones to boycott a Target, boycott this, boycott that. But yet, they don't have things in place where black people go and shop and spend the money. You know what I'm saying? Where are the black-owned hospital franchises across America? Where are the black-owned similar to Walmart across America? You know what I'm saying? That can employ a lot of black folks. You see what I'm saying? But when these people get, man, I'm very passionate about this type of things, though, man, because I always feel that when things happen to black people in America, you see what I'm saying? We don't hear these rappers, right, speak out. When Trayvon Martin got murdered, when he got murdered, how many rappers spoke out back then about his death? How many? Come on, tell me. Is there any? Maybe a handful. Actually spoke and condemned that stuff, right? When he got off of murder, got off, right? How many rappers came on and say something? But I guarantee, may he rest in peace, but I guarantee Trayvon Martin probably loved hip-hop. I guarantee he loves them, whatever rapper he would listen to. He was listening to at the damn time. Because he was on 17, right? I guarantee he loved shit, but how many rappers came to his defense? The young man's defense. When Ricky Chow ran this young boy, 14-year-old boy, down and gunned him down like a dog in the street. How many black people famous out there, rappers, actors, athletes, came on and condemned it publicly? See what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about no fucking tweet. I'll be wanting to tweet. I'm talking about actually come up with a statement, right? Saying something with substance. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about no one tweet, one or two sentence tweet. I ain't talking about that nonsense. You understand what I'm saying? None. All they do is stay quiet. Right? You go to their shows. You spend your money on them. See what I'm saying? But when it's time for them to defend you, they don't. None of these black rappers do that shit. None of these black athletes do that shit. None. These black actors. None of them do that. You understand me? They have the power. They have the means. They have the money, the power, the means to do whatever they can, as much as they can, right? This is how I feel. They let, right now, these are people that are supposed to be famous, right? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they let these people still tell them the type of music that they need to put out, if that's true. You know what I'm saying? They're allowing these record labels to push the nonsense type of music that we don't need today. When was the last time a rapper made uplifting music, positive music, right? That went viral. Like everybody here. When was the last time that? You know what I mean? You know, back in the 80s, song called Self-Destruction, right? With KRS-One, there's a few, Empty Light, Kumo D, a lot of rappers from the 80s, right? Came out, because they know black people are killing themselves, right? So they came out with a song called Self-Destruction. Miss Melody, you understand me? Now, I don't hear these rappers making at least positive music to go viral. You know what I'm saying? Collaborating, making good music off the time. Right? You know what I'm saying? People out there could hardly be able to pay for gas. Why not rappers start rapping about this shit? Right? Could barely pay for damn daycare. Daycare is so damn expensive today, which is ridiculous. See what I'm saying? Black people still murdering each other. But they don't care, because they're part of their problem. They can't even defend the black woman who the white man talk trash about. They can't. Because they don't give a damn. As long as they have the money, they don't give a damn. They don't care. I'm telling you, man, one day, I believe, things will change in America, right? Because no matter what, this country is beautiful. I love this country. It might not be perfect, but this country is, I love this country. And one day I do believe that black folk in America will rise up, right? And they're not going to rise up and try to hurt people because, right, as a whole, right? We're not like that. Black people, I think, are probably the most, which to me is crazy, are probably the most forgiving people on earth, black Americans. Because tragic things could happen to them. And the first thing that they say, because they believe in God so much, that they're quick to forgive you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you right now, you might hate it that a black man became president. I guarantee he won't be the last. He won't be the last black person to become president. Right now, I'm just looking for a woman to be president right now. And it's going to happen. Mark these words, right? Mark these words. It will be a woman to become president. And imagine if a woman, especially a black woman, become the first woman to be president, right? Boys, a lot of y'all were racist white people, misogynistic white people, and you racist Spanish people, and you misogynistic Spanish men. Yes, I said it. Y'all gonna hate it. Because the only reason why a lot of y'all didn't vote for Kamala Harris, never because of her policies, never. Because her policies that she created was way better than what Donald Trump's policy. Way fucking better. If you look at it and break it down. But y'all just can't stand to see a woman in charge. Y'all some weak ass men to me. Weak. And some of these women could be way better leaders than a lot of these men out there. Way better. That's how I feel. Okay. Right? Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.